This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Wednesday, November 13th. Columbus County remains under an increased wildfire danger due to low humidity and strong gusty winds. The Forest Service and Fire Marshal encouraging anyone with outdoor burning plans to hold off for a day or two until conditions improve. The county remains in the abnormally dry category on the state drought monitor, although drought conditions are spreading in neighboring counties. Plans for a museum at the Veterans Park of America were announced yesterday during the Veterans Day ceremony at the park. The group also cut the ribbon on the new Veterans Center, which will be used for meetings and other events, as well as being a stop-off for VA service representatives visiting the county. Between October 1st and October 31st, e-gamblers in North Carolina wagered more than $811 million on sporting events, including paid and promotional wagers. For those bets, account holders won almost $729 million. That made for $78 million gross revenue for the betting operators and $14 million in revenue to the state. Southeastern North Carolina got a free light show Tuesday night as the Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights, were readily visible across our area. A massive solar storm caused the Northern Lights to be visible as far south as Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, and Florida. If you missed last night's event, you have a chance tonight, and it's still up in the air as to whether it's going to be brighter than last night or not quite as impressive. The best viewing, of course, will be towards the north in a dark area. Retired District 8 Forester Shane Hardy was honored with the Order of the Longleaf Pine last week. The 28-year veteran of the North Carolina Forest Service has worked emergencies in 15 states as well as dozens of major wildfires in North Carolina and spent years in conservation work on North Carolina forests. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The health department now has a limited supply of free Narcan. Anyone may pick up a dosage anonymously at the front desk. The treatments come with instructions on proper use. The state is accepting comments on a proposed hospital construction project. Columbus Regional has requested to move 30 acute care beds and other services from Whiteville to the new Columbus Regional facility in Delco. A public hearing will be held December 1st at 10:30 at the Carolyn High Public Library in Whiteville, or you may submit comments online. See this story on our website for information on how to submit those comments. Winter basketball registration ends December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Recreation season. Cost is $15 for city residents, $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to players 5 through 16 years of age. A birth certificate is required at registration. Call 910-642-9052 or see this story on our website for a link. Donations are needed for Lake Waccamaw's Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Sierra Gorda Volunteer Fire Department will host its pancake dinner and open house Saturday from 5 until 8. Donations are greatly appreciated. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Child Fun presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.